Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. You have a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. On the way here, we'll give you the latest on some numbers and more information about how the federal government is sending your tax dollars to local governments and turning them into surveillance cameras. Gardner's got the story. We'll get to that here. But first, we're going to John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John. John in Ohio.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to live over 100,000 years. Of course, probably change my mind when I'm 99.
Well, you know, that's the cool thing about the life extension technologies is you can always take your own life. It's not like you're invincible. You're just immortal. That's all.
Right.
You just aren't going to die until, you know, you happen to get in a car accident or you kill yourself, basically.
Right. But what I was calling about is you were talking about the effrontery of the budding cops.
Yeah, the cops that are harassing people on the waterways, they're giving
right.
DUI
well,
checkpoints, that sort of thing, harassing people for not having life jackets.
I'd like to remind you of the FBI thing that went on down in Florida.
And what's that?
A couple's infant child was kidnapped out of their house. No evidence of break-in. So the FBI decided they would pin the disappearance on the parents and charge them with murder. And
oh dear!
In part of the investigation, they bugged the house, and they wanted the transcripts read in court, but they didn't want the tapes played.
Who's they?
The FBI.
Why is that?
Well, you know, they said, you know, the transcripts of the tapes would be sufficient. It wasn't a big thing, but, you know, the tapes or the transcripts, they had these conversations between the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the wife ask the husband, you really didn't mean to kill her, did you? And, you know, stuff
okay.
like this, really incriminating stuff. And, of course, the defense, they forced the tapes themselves to be played. And they turned out to be so incomprehensible that the judge not only ruled that the tapes could be played, he dismissed the charges against the couple with prejudice.
So you're saying that basically the tapes were so incomprehensible that the FBI agents were basically sort of making up the transcripts.
Well, they made up every word of it.
Amazing.
Because there was not a single word that was, you know, because of household noises.
Sure.
And the placement of the
microphones and everything.
Bugs.
Sure. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, those guys, they don't care if they get the right person. All they care about is that they can point to
them. All they want is to get someone locked up.
Yep, that way they can look like they're doing their jobs when, in fact, they're putting innocent
Absolutely.
People in prison.
Make
and it's tragic.
Themselves look like heroes.
John, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That one's got to ring close to home, Mark. I mean, you know, people being framed by the government simply to pad some arrest records or to pad some conviction rates, where you end up with people in jail cells. In this case, they got lucky and the judge threw out the charges, but in many other cases with overzealous prosecutors and that sort of thing, you've got people who are completely innocent taking up jail cells around the country.
You know, when you're in jail like I was at one point, you get kind of cynical and everybody claims to be innocent and so you don't believe anybody.
Wow. But you know it's true that there are, I mean, you were one of them.
I wouldn't have called myself innocent. I didn't commit the crime that they charged me with, but I had, you know, I'd committed crimes along the way there.
I understand that, but the one you were in jail for, you didn't necessarily
well,
do, like
the
said
way
you did.
The definition of the law that they, you know, they charged me with second degree murder. I didn't kill anybody, but look, if you and I go into a convenience store, I shoot the clerk, you walk out with me, you've committed murder.
I understand that. Nonetheless, you do understand where I'm coming from, right? They're putting innocent people in jail. I mean, you're the one who's always coming to bat for the prisoners that I'm surprised you aren't jumping all over this. You're the one who normally goes to bat for all of the dozens and dozens, over 100 now, prisoners who've been exonerated and vindicated after the fact by DNA evidence and that sort of thing that shows without a doubt that they were wrongly convicted and spent 5, 10, 15 years in state and federal prisons for crimes they didn't commit.
Guys on
death row.
I would totally agree that if you're innocent, you need to take that baby to trial and take it all the way through. It's just that, you know, sometimes innocent people take plea bargains for whatever reason they take them, and they shouldn't.
Many cases, they're coerced. Mm-hmm. Many cases, the police, you know.
And they shouldn't.
Just this story over the past 3 weeks down in Massachusetts, three guys who were wrongfully imprisoned, these guys for, I believe it was rape and murder. They were in jail for 30 years.
Oh, my God.
And they just got a settlement of, you know, like $1 million each, something like that.
I'd rather have my 30 years.
Yeah, and two of the men are dead. There's only one guy who's still alive, and he's, you know, pretty old guy. I think he's, I don't know how old he is. You know,
old enough that his friends are dead.
Yeah, I mean, the other guys are all dead.
We're sorry.
He walks out his entire life as
we're
taken.
We're sorry. Here you go.
Right.
How can they possibly find these guys innocent after 30 years? There's no evidence.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Maybe the real killer came out on his deathbed or something like that. Who knows? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Standish in Pennsylvania. Standish, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to know who are you guys gonna vote for the election in 08?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to say at this point.
It's a long ways away, and it's difficult to know.
I want you guys to give out your privacy and everything, but... Like, I just want to know who you're leaning towards, because the way I see it, if you don't vote Republican, then you don't like America. And if you don't like America, yeah.
You're not being serious, are you?
What?
You're not serious, are you?
See, the Democrats, they're fluxing.
They're what?
Fluxing.
What's that mean?
They're fluxing?
Well,
like
it came
waffling?
To me in a dream.
Sorry, say that again?
Came to me in a dream.
They're fluxing. Yeah, you're very, very prophetic. Thanks for the call, Standish. In regards to his comments,
obviously we're supporting Ron Paul for president.
So far, I am supporting Ron Paul in the primary. I don't know how he's going to do in the primary.
There's lots of primaries.
Right. You're right about that.
The one that matters is, of course, the New Hampshire primary. And then who's going to get the Republican nomination? Will it be Ron Paul? It seems unlikely the Republican establishment would want to get somebody in there that would want to cut the size of government. Clearly, what they wanted since from 2000 to 2006, they got everything they wanted, which was bigger government, corruption, and, you know, just all kinds of mayhem in Washington, D.C.
It seems institutional. Once they get in there, they want to retain their positions at least long enough that they can get their pension when they get out. So they start handing out the pork and increasing the size of government. Ron Paul, man, in the primaries... I will probably vote for Ron Paul. I don't think right now, the way things stand, Ron Paul will get first in the New Hampshire primary.
You don't think so?
I
figure if there's any state he's going to get first in,
it would be New Hampshire. I think Mitt Romney's got a pretty powerful machine. I know some of the people who are working for him here, and he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of connections. I think Mitt Romney's going to take it in New Hampshire.
I don't understand how big government politicians from Massachusetts can even play in New Hampshire.
I don't understand why they like the Red Sox either, but they do seem to like the all things New
Boston.
England.
Yeah. But I would, you know, I got to say, I think of all the people right now who has the greatest potential to sneak up on Mitt Romney and really shake him up come next year, it's Ron Paul.
And I'd like to point out that I'm not voting for Ron Paul because he's a Republican. I'm voting for Ron Paul because he's the right man for the job. I mean, he's the guy out there advocating pro-liberty positions on almost every single issue. And, I mean, there's never been a politician that I could say I agreed with over 90% of the things he said. So that right there is the reason to vote for him. Of course, as the primaries roll on and as the season continues and the Libertarian Party throws their hat into the ring, we'll see who they've got on their side. And, I mean, I haven't made up my mind as far as the actual election is concerned, but will I go out in the primary and vote for Ron Paul? Sure. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features for free. We've got the wiki there. Over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. You can get in there and edit the wiki to your heart's content. So do it. Wiki.freetalklive.com. It is totally free. That's WIKI. www.freetalklive.com, and now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, Amplifier Line and Bill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill. Or excuse me, Bill in New Hampshire. Shame on me.
Yes. I want to talk to Gardner about that case that he brought up about the guys who were put into prison for 30 years.
Yeah. Down in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm going to think I should look up some details on that. We're going to talk about it a little more. You might have some yourself.
I'm looking at them right here, and what happened was these guys were framed for a mob murder.
That's right.
Well, the FBI knew they were innocent and intentionally kept quiet about it along with the Boston police.
So the million was a settlement.
Well, they didn't want to endanger the informants that they had in the mob. Instead of, you know, rolling over on, you know, their little mob buddies, you know, they let these guys hang.
For 30 years, though? I mean, they couldn't have come back a little later after they've gotten their...
They probably forgot about them.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, man.
Well, the thing is when you're the government, you can't admit you're wrong.
That's true.
You know, once you've taken that path, I mean, what are you going to do? Come back 5 years later and say, oh, no, you know, these guys didn't really do it?
That's incredible.
Otherwise,
imagine what people would think about you if you intentionally let people go to jail even for a day when you knew they were innocent.
Absolutely right. Do you know what the total settlement was, or whether the total package that they were handed out? I don't know if they got a million that was split three ways, or if it was a million each, or something like that. But you know,
either way, it's chump change.
Yeah. How do you quantify it?
It's not very much at all, especially since two of the guys died in prison and only their estate's getting the money. So
unbelievable.
But you know,
talk about found money though.
The only reason it was uncovered was because one of the guy's lawyers just never gave up and finally uncovered some of the documents.
Wow, that is amazing. 30 years later,
through freedom of information, probably finally they got declassified.
Possibly something like that, and he further uncovered that some of the guys who. Where the informants actually went on later because they were free to commit other mob murders.
God.
Wow. Bill, thanks for clearing that up, man. Any other thoughts?
Sure. That's it.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And his point's very accurate in that, you know, this government has this veil of legitimacy that it just can't afford to lose. And so it's willing to sacrifice up lives in order to protect
that was a great call.
That deception.
You know, I got a bit of the information here. Says here, here's the story from one website, townonline.com. Malden, a federal court this week has ordered the FBI to pay more than $101 million in damages to four men wrongly convicted and imprisoned in connection with the 1965 mob hit on a small-time Malden thug in Chelsea. Two of those men died in prison, and their families will now receive the damages ordered in their name. In a stinging rebuke of the FBI, a federal judge last Thursday ordered the government to pay a record $101.75 million in the case of the four men who spent decades in prison.
What if the IRS will get a chunk of that?
I don't know. I don't know how it works when you get a settlement from the government in some cases.
You know, something else important to point out about this $101 million is that none of that $101 million is coming out of the paychecks or out of the pocket or the retirement funds of the responsible bureaucrats for putting these guys in a jail cell.
Right. It's coming out of the pockets of the dupes that thought that, in fact, they had a judicial system that worked.
You mean the taxpayers?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I thought that we were putting away murderers, people that killed people, and if we knew that somebody was innocent, we would never do such a thing.
The remaining living man, Joe Salvati, says...
he sounds like he did. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Gardner.
I know. I mean, really. He says, do I want money? Yes. I want my children, my grandchildren, to have things I didn't have. But nothing can compensate for what they've done. He's 75 years old. Says here, FBI agents Dennis Condon and H. Paul Rico not only withheld evidence of the lie, but told state prosecutors who were handling the murder investigation that they had checked out the story and that it was true, the story from this particular guy named Barbosa who pinned all these guys.
And this will make the government look bad for just the smallest fraction of a moment in time, right? Because only so many people are going to come across this story, only so many people are going to read the story and, you know, really internalize what it means. And they're really, most of them are going to chalk up, oh, it's an honest mistake, I'm sure they made, you know, oh, this could, oh, this probably doesn't happen very often. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. There's no way for us to know how often this happens. But the fact that it happens really is scary stuff. And
well, the reason that it happened is the scariest to me, that these FBI agents and these local police officers were willing to put three innocent men in prison in order to protect their snitches inside the mob.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only do they think that this mob investigation's more important, but they think their jobs, their promotions, the things that they're going to get out of it are more important. You know, three innocent men spending 30 years in prison is a tragedy. I don't care what they managed to stop.
It's not even an unprecedented story, because we reported several months ago, maybe over a year at this point, on a story from down south, down by the border. It's more of a drug war-related story, but it's similar concepts here. They had, again, another scummy informant working on the inside of a drug gang. And the DEA, or I think it was the DEA, maybe they were working with the FBI, but anyway, the feds, in the particular case, they knew that this informant was involved in murders, that he was assisting in the killing of, you know, drug mules and that sort of thing, people that the drug lords wanted dead.
Yeah.
This guy was involved in doing some of the dirty work, and they sat by and they allowed innocent people to die at the hands of this informant, just so they could, you know, move him up through the ranks or whatever it was that they were doing with this guy. I don't remember all the details of the story, but sort of had a similar theme where these callous federal bureaucrats were more than willing to sacrifice the lives of, you know, those Mexicans, right? To sacrifice innocent folks' lives in order to further their political careers.
All right, now think about this, you guys. Okay, you've got this system that is going to perpetuate itself. It's going to happen again. You've got the FBI. You've got these people who do bad things. 30 years down the line, some of these people are made addressable, maybe. And, of course, the money that is paid to these people is coming from taxpayers who have supported the system all along.
Right.
It's not as if the FBI is going to go out of business because of this,
nope,
that they're going to lose any sort of face. They're probably going to be given more money next time around. They'll be given more resources to fight whatever, you know, they have to fight.
And whatever agent it was that put those guys in jail back in the day, if he's still alive, he's enjoying his retirement fund.
Well, it's fascinating. Think about the most recent case of this Chinese paint scare for the kids. And there was a woman who's now going to be suing one. I think it's Mattel or Kenner. I don't know which. Mm-hmm. I think it's Mattel. Because she says her child died because he ingested this paint.
Yikes.
Now, think about how they've got to turn things around and respond on the private sector versus what these guys do.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. How would private justice be better? It's Free Talk Live.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with another Car Clinic Minute. Hear ye, hear ye. Gas prices continue to soar. Well, perk up your ears, because when I come back, I'll tell you about a fuel that can be found in a field of dreams.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Friends, farmers, countrymen, lend me your ears. Ears of corn, that is. E85 is a 105-octane blend of 15% petroleum and 85% ethanol derived from corn and can be used in late-model cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans designed as flexible fuel vehicles, or FFVs. More than 4 million FFVs fuel up with E85 today. Though they are dead ringers in looks and cost for gasoline-only vehicles, they earn the name flexible because they can use any combination of gasoline and or E85. There's nothing corny about this alternative power source, so look for a decal under the fuel door to see if your vehicle can use it. I'm Bobby Lycus.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site for free. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. So, before we went to break there, we were talking about this case involving three or four men in Massachusetts who were jailed for over 30 years, and a couple of them died while they were in jail. The other two have been released and given a portion of an over $100 million settlement from the federal government, actually, the FBI, which, of course, is your taxpayer dollars. The FBI agents themselves won't have to pay this settlement.
Yeah, I think I misspoke there. You're right. There are two guys who survived, the guy, Joseph Adi and Peter Limoni.
But nonetheless, these guys are getting out. They've thrown their 30 years of their lives down the drain because of an overzealous prosecutor, because they wanted to protect their informants at that time, 30 years ago. Whatever the reasons were, it was an awful debacle and a travesty of justice. But we sort of started to touch on the point about, well, how nobody in the FBI is going to be held responsible for this. The FBI will be paying out money to these guys, and that's all well and good. It doesn't give them their 30 years back. One of the men is 75 years old now.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't have much life left.
The other two are dead.
One is 73, one is 75.
So, okay, great. So they're getting some money. But the people who were responsible for putting those men behind bars are going to be completely untouched. Presuming they're even still alive, they are going to continue to enjoy their retirement. Nobody's going to...
They're not taking that money out of their pensions.
You know, they're not going to be sent to a jail cell to live out 30 years in order to make good on screwing the wrong people over. So nothing's going to happen to the bureaucrats who sent these men to prison. And we had sort of touched on the idea, well, what about private justice? How would this be different if the government wasn't handling the courts? And, of course, a lot of people are going to say to themselves, but we need government to handle the courts. This is one of the things that government's good for. But no, they're not that good at it. Look at the evidence. Look at the hundreds of people that have been released from death row convictions. On, you know, later on, they've been exonerated, they've been vindicated by DNA evidence. Look at all those people and then ask yourself, well, how many other people are sitting on death row that haven't, you know, the evidence hasn't been uncovered, that they're sitting there rotting and they're completely innocent? What about people with more minor convictions that are spending 5-10 years in prison for things that they didn't do? And so you ask yourself, well, what if private industry arbitrators, private arbitrators, were the norm instead of this government court system? And you have to understand that, well, a lot of people are going to be immediately concerned. What? You want businesses to be running the courts? What about corruption? Well, what about corruption today? What about corrupt prosecutors that just want to pad their conviction records in order to run for mayor or whatever, you know, run for sheriff or whatever political reasoning they want to, that are putting your kids in jail for smoking joints, that sort of thing? What about those guys? What about that corruption? What about corrupt judges? I mean, we already have corruption today, and I think the one thing that we're missing, and one of the things that the private industry would bring to the courts, is competition.
Absolutely.
And look at what competition does. Because with competition, if you are a corrupt court and you're handing down sentences that are just outrageous and nobody agrees with, or you're just doing things that people don't like, then people are going to stop giving you business. You're going to go to the competition. You know, Gardner's arbitration service that's been open for 30 years, and people have been satisfied with your verdicts. They've been satisfied, which is why they keep coming back to continue giving you business.
Here's a great example. You look at one of your advertisers, SACL. You know, those people, they work outside the government system, but they have to work with the government. How much more efficient would it be to be able to recover something that was owed to you if you could turn to a company like SACL and they could work with private industry and these people,
rather than the courts that take months and months and years and years?
And these guys are the best at what they do at SACL. And you think about, like, man, if we only had a paradigm under which we didn't have to deal with people who, for political reasons, were having things covered up. The federal and the state authorities aren't working with each other, which is part of the justification for this. The federal authorities didn't think that they had to share information with the state prosecutors, so they held on to this information. Turned out some of the information they held allowed one of these people, this guy Rico in this Massachusetts case, to stay out of prison. And later in 2003, he was convicted of murder and conspiracy charges in a 1981 killing. It's really wonderful they protected
that guy.
That's going
to really hurt when that's your dad. This guy killed him.
Exactly. And the FBI, so not only did these guys go to prison wrongly, under wrongful conditions and wrongful prosecution, the guy that the FBI was protecting and allowing this lie to continue so that this man would not be exposed ended up being involved in a murder in 1981.
Typical.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you brought up the speed. That's an important issue. Competition would actually...
Yeah.
I mean, it says in the Constitution you have a right to a speedy trial, and that's nice and everything, but it's clear the government doesn't really care that much about that.
Yeah.
And their definition of speedy is probably different from your definition of speedy.
Likely
whereas,
it is.
Whereas the marketplace, with competing arbitrators, that would be sort of like car companies competing on the basis of safety. Well,
yeah,
the arbitrators would be able to compete on the basis of, we'll get you processed through, we'll give you a fast trial, we'll give you a fair trial, and you're going to be satisfied when you're done.
That reminds me, did any of you guys see the film version of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that came out?
I did.
I read the book, but I did enjoy
it. And if you've read the book or heard the radio show, you know that there's a very strong sort of libertarian anti-government theme in there. The Vogons, who are the ones who destroy Earth, where Arthur Dent lives, they're destroying Earth to make way for a hyperspace bypass, and they've got all the paperwork on file in a place that he can't go, and it's hilarious. In the movie, it's even better, because the Vogons are going to be chasing our main characters who are trying to take off in the Star of Gold. The president of the galaxy has stolen this great spaceship, and he's the president, but he's really sort of a fixture. He's iconic, but he doesn't mean anything, and so he's like a rock star, you know. It shows the mindlessness behind the whole voting for president thing. So he's a great guy, really, Zaphod Beeblebrox. He's stolen the spaceship. The Vogons are all after him to get the spaceship back. And the Vogons represent the bureaucratic people who work in British and American and all governments. They're slow. They're generally not that bright.
And they're mean.
They're mean.
Cantankerous.
Right. They have, and of course, they have some of the worst poetry in the universe. And at one point, they're just about to chase down Zaphod. You know, they're the law enforcement guys. They've got hyperspace capability, all these things. And they're like, this guy says, okay, we're going to use my ship this time. We're going after these guys. And all of a sudden, you hear this whistle, like, and then you go, oh, well, that's lunch then. Right. I'll see you all back here in an hour, right? Okay. And they all walk off.
That's great.
Great. Oh, it's awesome.
Maybe I will have to see that.
You got to see it. And the Vogon planet, one more thing. The Vogon planet, they're walking along, and anybody who has an idea as they're walking out on the Vogon planet, these things rise up out of the ground to slap them in the face.
No thinking.
Yeah, anytime.
No independent
says,
thought.
Yeah, they go like, well, Arthur, what do you think? It's like, well, I think, what? Oh, what was that?
It's really funny. It's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So private courts, private arbitration.
Absolutely.
They can compete on the basis of fairness. They can compete on the basis of speed. And who knows what other innovations could come to the justice, the world of justice, if we would just let people compete in this realm. And you say to yourself, well, what about a corrupt court? What happens when, they do somebody wrong?
A private court that could be corrupt, you mean?
Right. Yeah. What happens when a private court hands down the wrong, they convict the wrong guy, right? Let's use the same situation. Three guys have been convicted wrongly in a private court. Well, first of all, that information is going to come out.
Absolutely.
And the private court is going to just look awful.
Right.
Just like any other private company doing something terrible to one of its customers, they're going to lose business. The insurance companies that are insuring their business are going to pull out.
They've got investors, insurers, they've got all these people who are relying on them to do a good job, and they're going to start pulling their money away.
You can't cook a case. You can't come in there with BS evidence and get somebody convicted, because you have to be 100% certain you have the right person. As a prosecutor in a private world, if you're wrong, your career's done for.
The money can't flow freely in the political system, but it can move away from you if you do a bad job in the private
sector. And that pressure will create a lot more honesty than what we have today. More on the way. Will it be perfect? Probably not, but it'll be a lot better. More coming up. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the Neck Roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you want to help support the show, then we ask that you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whether you're buying something brand new or even something from their huge selection of used items. Free Talk Live benefits from that. And you get the products you need at a great price. In fact, Julia and I went to one of the local big box stores over the weekend to look at some video cameras because she's talking about doing like this cop watch thing here in town. And went and looked at their prices, and there's a sort of entry-level DV cam, JVC model, that was $299 at the big box store we went to. Went back to Amazon and checked it out. We looked at the prices on Amazon. It was $241.
Wow.
Cheaper than eBay.
Awesome.
And that was a brand-new price as well. So it's just incredible, incredible value, and it was free Super Saver shipping on that as well, which is just great. So Amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's right wrong with your camera?
Well, mine is fine, but it's here in the studio most of the time, and she wants to have her own so she can sort of carry it with her, you know, when we're out and about doing things. That way, if a camera is necessary, we will have one on hand.
Okay.
So, and they're so cheap these days. I mean, less than $250 for a DV cam. I mean, that's just. That's amazing. That's a throwaway price almost.
Well, that's pretty much how electronics are these days.
Yeah. Anyway, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link. Free Talk Live benefits. You get the stuff you need. It's easy. All right. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Fred. Sir. What's up?
Yeah, your grandiose idea about having private courts sounds really good, but how are you going to pay for it?
Well, you'd pay for it by your – well, for instance, your insurance companies might be able to cover the costs, depending on what sort of insurance you had, or you yourself as either the plaintiff or defendant would have to pay based on who wins or loses. You'd have – it'd be more of a loser-pay system, I think. That would probably be how it would organize itself, unlike today where, you know, you go in there and there's a conviction – you may not necessarily have to pay the costs of the other party, whereas in a loser pays.
Well, we could change the laws and make it that way, though.
You could change the government system to loser pays, and that would be a great advance for the government system.
Right, and, but you know as well as I do, changing the laws are very difficult. And I don't know what I think about Ian's private court ideas, but I do see arbitration working, and I see it working really well. I've been in arbitration before. Cost me $1,000. Go to court for $1,000. I dare you to try.
And is that because you lost?
What's that?
Did you have to pay because you lost $1,000?
No, I entered into with the party, willingly. One side paid $500, the other side paid $500.
I see.
And no one was going to win or lose this one. Believe me.
I got you.
And you know, under the private paradigm, if you have, you have to have pretty fluidly working interplay between private societies for those private societies to be able to function and prosper and do very well. So spontaneously, they start to work out their own arrangements for, say, for example, the interplay between their justice systems. If one person is in one territory and that is associated with another private territory, strangely enough, the people who want to interplay with each other and exchange with each other in private means and visit each other, they tend to work out the means that is the least with the least friction. So you get right. These private systems that
hey, let me say something. You guys can talk all day long.
Yes, we
Number
will.
Number one, whenever you take money out of your pocket and pay it to something else, you're forming a government.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're absolutely wrong. Hello. You're
Hello.
Okay.
Whenever you pay
I just
money
to take
to
my
a
turn.
Government.
I wanted to take my turn, and now I'm going to tell you that is false and patently false, and I'd love for you to try to explain to me how you're forming a government, per se, when you were voluntarily giving up your money.
Law, then
What's
it
that?
Becomes
Sorry,
another
you have
government.
To repeat. You have to repeat that.
Whenever you take money out of your wallet to pay for a law, the guy broke the law. Or you broke the law. That means you are forming a government.
All right,
now,
let's look at it this
like
way.
Private
let's
sector.
Let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. You and I we're going to go into a transaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have Ian. Ian has a lot of weapons. And we say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Ian is our police force, and we're going to both pay Ian. He lives right down the street, and we're going to work with each other, and we are going to agree that if we don't come on either side of the bargain, I'm going to mow your lawn, you're going to pay me $100 a month or something like that, Ian can use his force to extract that. Are we creating a government, or are we making a transaction with Ian
and
ourselves?
You're making a transaction, but you're still, you know, whenever you take money out of your wallet for funding stuff, you know, especially when it comes to funding laws, you are creating a government. Will you
no,
like it?
No, sorry. Sorry, Fred. A government only is created when there's there's an agency with a monopoly on force that
what
exists
is the first
in a geographical area.
Well, Fred,
what is the first
maybe,
thing civilized people do when they all band together? The first
Fred,
thing they do is form a government.
I don't necessarily think that's civilized, sir.
Well, I'm just saying that's the first thing they do. I'm not saying they're civilized not. The
well,
first thing
it is
do
the practice.
Is form a government. Somebody's got to be. They got to put somebody in charge, right?
Your statement is not universal. For example, the first thing the Vikings did when they landed on Viking Age Iceland was not form a government.
Then who was in charge?
They had
chaos.
They had
chaos.
In charge.
And you
had
chaos.
The people who were in charge. The people who were in charge were the people who built the temples, and then those people who wanted
well,
to go to
the
temples. No, they did not, because it was completely voluntary. The people
right.
who went to the temples to work with these guys, they swore an allegiance to those temples, and they were able to get certain types of protection and services through their justice systems. They had many different kinds, and the guys who got these ties were called Goddards. For example, there's a guy here named Dennis Goddard,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he's related to them. But I'd like to ask you your question, Fred. When you're talking about paying for laws, maybe I'm incorrect, because maybe by saying that I'm paying for Ian to be the security force for our private institution, you might look at it as I'm not paying for a law.
Well, the legislators passed the law, so you violated that law, so now you have to go through a private court, and that private court still becomes government. Now, one more point on that.
Wait,
$100 million.
No. I didn't violate a law. I violated an agreement.
Where
well,
you
whatever.
Enter into a contract
no, it's not
with someone.
Whatever, Fred. There's
See,
a difference between statute and agreement. There's a difference between
right.
common law and statute, and there's a difference between common law and agreement.
Statute is this, sort of this top-down edict or diktat that's brought in from some group of men and women sitting in a room somewhere calling themselves the government. They write a law on a piece of paper, and then they say, you all must obey. Well, I didn't agree to that law. Whereas with an agreement, you've got a contract between two or more individuals that you've all signed that says Gardner agrees to do so-and-so, Fred agrees to do so-and-so, Ian agrees to do so-and-so. When one person violates that contract, he may be violating private law, but he's not violating statute. Statutory law. He's not violating governmental law, and there is no government involved. Are you confused on this, Fred?
No,
government is
confused.
A monopoly on coercive force, and if there's
Change
no monopoly on coercive force, you don't have a government.
change the subject real quick. Go back to the $100 million. The government was forced to pay. There's two men that spend all their lives in jail.
Yeah.
Now, is the government paying that $100 million, or is the private sector paying it?
Taxpayers are paying it, sir.
Since the government sector pays no taxes whatsoever, they steal from the private sector. And the private sector is smaller than the government sector, and the private sector is paying that $100 million, and our taxes are going to go up because of that $100 million.
You got it.
No, I'm sorry, it's all a bunch of bull.
Well, hey, Fred.
Well, that is bull. You're right about that part, Fred.
Absolutely, we definitely agree on that, Fred. And I'm sorry, I jumped in on you earlier after Mark was speaking. I just wanted to get my 2 cents worth in, but I wanted to allow you.
But you guys can talk all you want.
Well, no, because you're the caller.
I'm limited to what I can say.
Yeah, exactly. You get the opportunity to call in. But I wanted to give you an opportunity. Let me pose this question to you, okay? Do you believe that it is a function of human psychology that human beings will turn to the abstract entity called government when they come into contact with each other, or do you think that
I think they'll always form a government. I think they'll always form. You got to put somebody in charge. You know, have you ever seen the horse show anarchy or you always form a government. That's the first thing people do. They'll put somebody in charge.
I don't think that you've got your wording quite right. You're close, though, Fred, and thank you for the call. I don't think it's that you're putting people in charge. I think it's that people in search of power are taking charge over others, usually without all those people's consent.
And I got to say, I think there is certainly a human a tendency among people. The people seem to have a bipolar nature. One, they don't like to be told what to do, but by the same nature, people tend to find the laziest, easiest way out sometimes.
Well,
they're
competitive, and people want a leader, and
Absolutely.
Exactly.
When people embark on, any kind of new enterprise, they generally, I would agree with Fred. I'm not saying that this is human nature. I don't know whether it's sociological or, born into people, but they do want to have a leader. At the very least, they want to have somebody to blame when things fail.
If you want somebody else to take responsibility for your life and your actions, then you should be able to voluntarily choose that person. If you want somebody to tell you how to live your life, you should be able to voluntarily pick that person. I have no problem with that.
I think on a big project you need it.
But don't take your choice of leader and force it on me. Thanks, but no thanks. Hour 3 is coming up. 3 Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
People